Blog Talk Radio.
So, here we are. It's Sunday. It's gorgeous today. It's funny, people complained about it being cold all week, and it was gray. Trust me, it was affecting me. Without the sun, it was affecting me. My mood, everything. And it was Passover, and I'm on the program. There's a bunch of reasons why I was off. However, in general, it's still spring, and you know, even people think, "Oh, when is it going to get warmer?" I'm like, it's April. Supposed to be April showers bring me flowers. Not April warm showers. Summertime is warm showers. I think that we, in general, set up expectations of things, whether it be the weather, or our jobs, or our relationships. I shouldn't say or; it's really should be and, because that's what we do. Is we set up these expectations of all these things, and when they fall short of what we thought they would be, therein lies the conversation, the opportunity, right? Therein lies the chance to let go of attachment from what we may have expected to accepting that it just is. That it wasn't anything, it didn't go wrong for you. The world didn't not give you what you asked for. You didn't necessarily ask for it. You weren't just expecting it. And expecting a certain come without really good reason for it. Sometimes, you know, even with good reason. Oh, I did all the right things, and I ate right, I drank right, I exercised, and I still didn't lose weight. Yeah, and you can turn around and say, I know I ate right, and I slept, and I exercised, and I'm healthier for it. So even if it doesn't show in a number on the scale, we know we did the healthy choices. We know we did the things that will make us healthier. We know we did the right thing in our relationship. Opportunity there is to be fully aware that we've committed ourselves to the stuff that matters, to the right stuff. Along that same line of thinking, then just becomes that much more of a opportunity for us to grow. Because if we can find growth in knowing what we have become, what we really want, versus what we think we want, the expectation, there is the biggest opportunity. That being said, what happens when we stop remembering how great we are? How often we beat ourselves up for being a letdown to ourselves, for not being more. And I'll give you an example. I had a client who, you know, was having a hard time with the weight program. And while wrestling with it, she had to went to this party, and her sisters were fighting, and everything was wrong. And she noticed she was without jelly beans, and with her brain shut off. This was what her default was. I asked if that's something that she was blaming herself for that. I said, is that the way we'd always go? She said, no, it used to be I would have gone for the bottle and drank, then would have led me into all sorts of other foods. I'm like, well, you didn't drink anything. No, she said, I didn't drink anything. I'm like, okay, so you got past the first two. This was particularly stressful. So even though you had two defaults that you didn't go to, the third one got you. And so there is opportunity in knowing that you actually beat the first two. So you don't have to ever look at life from the perspective of failing, or of letting yourself down, of not being everything you wanted to be. I hope that makes sense. And sometimes when we stop having trust in ourselves, or we don't remember what we're great at, it's time to go within and find the gratitude. The gratitude for what we are, what we've become, things we've achieved, things we think we're good at. And mostly that list of things we love about ourselves. I hope that makes sense. The things that we love about ourselves. And that list, most people, when I ask, what do you love about yourself? Very few people get past even one. Name one thing on that list before they're already like stuck, that they can't find anything. So there's the opportunity, again, is to find that place of love for yourself. Find that place where you can remind yourself how great you are, whether it's a great wife or a great daughter or son or mother or father or brother or sister, or maybe it's that you're kind because of a sense of wanting to be kind, wanting to give love. Or maybe it's because of a place of, I don't know. I can't make your list for you. Everyone has to make their own. Everyone has to make their own. And I just think that even for myself, I sometimes have to step. And yeah, sometimes people think that I'm in a bad mood because if I'm not smiling or being overly, you know, energetic and happy. But it's not about being energetic and happy at all. It's about choosing to be happy. It's really about understanding that I'm pretty blessed. I have an abundant lifestyle in so many ways. I have good friends. I am a smart person. I care about people. And when you add all that together, then I don't have to worry. I can remind myself of what I love, what I'm good, why I deserve to give myself the love that I have for myself. Not sure if that makes sense to anybody else, but it makes sense to me. It's a glorious, glorious Sunday. I don't know how much time is left. I have to go check on the studio calendar. I mean, on the studio. I'm going to switch here. Hold on. Let me switch.
You there? You're there, hopefully.
So, I am. So excited that it's Sunday. It's going to be, I think, 70 degrees today. Very nice. It's a gift. It's a little reminder of what's coming. Yesterday was beautiful and sunny with wind and cooler. And today's sunny, and it's already stunningly gorgeous day. Probably top 10 of the year so far for what it is. I guess if you like snow, the other days were the better days of the year. But this is
where we are now,
this time, on this day, in this season. And the other thing I heard someone ask was, what happens when you see through being rational? What's there? What's really the depth beyond being rational? Because rational thoughts sometimes tell us things that aren't exactly what we want to hear, see, or do. So where's the opportunity? The opportunity is in knowing that below our rational is our love. The love that we have for ourselves. The love we have for ourselves is then the love we can share for others. So you want to use ration, you want to use logic. That's empty, that's devoid of love. It puts the choice of love behind us, and because it creates a construct around it. And I'm suggesting to you all out there that the opportunity is to see below it, bigger than it, and understand that the love that's there eclipses it. I hope that makes sense. So I'm back. Sorry, I hit my face at the phone. So, on Sunday, today, go enjoy yourself. Go enjoy your friends. Share some love out there in the world. To a stranger, I had an experience this week where I expressed not love for a stranger, but kindness, and they have never experienced that, so much so that to the point where they couldn't accept it. It almost offended them that they were being offered this love, that they were offered opportunity, and it freaked them out because it's never, ever happened for them. So go try and find someone to be kind to and understand that just because they don't accept it doesn't mean that they don't want to feel it. They just can't believe it. So give them reason to believe. Give yourself reason to believe. Find something to love and take away your attachments. Take away your attachments and see past your judgment of others on yourself specifically. Have an amazing, amazing week. I'll talk to you. Oh, I'm trying to turn this off. Oh, my God.